The president says no one country can fix the economic crisis. Speaking just hours before the start of the G20 meeting of major economies, Mr. Obama stressed the need for all participants to seek common ground.
I am absolutely confident that this meeting will reflect enormous consensus about the need to work in concert to deal with these problems.
But there are signs of tension as the G20 summit prepares to begin its work in London. Some countries are blaming the United States for sparking the economic crisis through the deregulation of its financial sector, a move that led to a credit crunch and sparked an economic recession. The president says the United States has made mistakes, but so too did other countries whose regulatory systems could not keep pace with a changing financial scene. He says it is time to look for solutions.
At this point, I'm less interested in identifying blame than fixing the problem.
At home, Mr. Obama has focused on government spending to jumpstart the economy, and he was expected to urge other nations to take similar steps at the economic summit. France and Germany have balked at such action, saying the emphasis should be on regulatory reform. French President Nicolas Sarkozy even told an interviewer that he might walk out of the summit if nations fail to agree on stricter regulation of global financial markets. President Obama says reports of differences are overstated, and Prime Minister Brown predicts no one will walk away from the summit and its important work.
I'm confident that President Sarkozy will not only be here for the first course of our dinner, but will still be sitting as we complete our dinner this evening.
Mr. Brown says everyone knows the stakes are high.
Never before has the world come together in this way to deal with an economic crisis. Any of the crises that we've seen since the Second World War, you have not had this level of international cooperation.
On his first European tour as president, Barack Obama is seeking cooperation on both the economic and security front as he holds bilateral talks on the sidelines of the London summit. His discussions with Gordon Brown also covered the new American strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Iran, and the search for Middle East peace. At their joint news conference, Mr. Obama also talked about efforts to control the spread of nuclear weapons, an issue that is topping the agenda for his discussions here with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the President in London.